The rules petition from the State Bar Association cites studies showing that many employers use criminal records to discriminate against potential employees, even when public records show that the charges were dropped. Eric Gunther is a spokesman for the State Bar who helped write the petition.
Individuals continue to be penalized by employers because employers don't see beyond the charge to see what ultimately happened, or they don't care.
Gunther says the new rule would make judges aware of the problem and encourage them to expunge records when a person is acquitted or charges are dropped. Jerome Dillard of Madison Urban Ministry is an ex-offender himself and works with people trying to turn their lives around after serving time in prison. He says the change would be a step in the right direction.
Disorderly conduct is a commonly used charge, and oftentimes it may be dismissed. You know, you get two or three of those, and in spite of it being thrown out, it's still on the record. Individuals are really having a tough time out here because of that system.
But both the Attorney General's office and bill leaders of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council oppose the new rule. Leaders says all court records should remain public, and he says laws on the books forbidding employers from discriminating should be more actively enforced.
It is the obligation of the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council to encourage the public to make responsible use of the information they receive, to not use it in unfair or discriminatory ways.
The High Court will hear arguments for and against the new expungement rule on February 24th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.